multi-talented artist, Marcia McEachran, started out drawing and painting and realized that she wanted to bring those ideas from her imagination into the third dimension. So she moved into sculpture and found that she really liked working with metal.
Hi, I'm Marcia McEachran. I work in the medium of welded steel and forged steel, what we call the artist blacksmith. You know, I work with the anvil and the furnace and the hammer and things like that, but also do welding and contemporary metal techniques. Well, I started working in metalsmithing about 1978. There used to be a blacksmith shop on the corner of Lindale and Lake behind what is now Greek to Me restaurant. And I learned blacksmithing there with Robert Walsh, who was the blacksmith there. We were all kind of starting out there in the beginning with the movement of metalwork that was going on. I was looking at it as a way to create line drawings in space because I really liked the linear style. Well, now I'm still working in metal, and each year it seems to be a theme park. Sometimes I'm doing work for churches and ironwork and metalwork. I've had a number of studios over the years. Since about 1981, I was renting studio space. Now I built a studio in my home. Well, when I'm forging steel, I get a piece of mild steel. Let's say it's a half-inch piece of round steel, and I put it in the furnace, and I have the anvil. I can shape that metal. Once metal is soft, it's like, well, I guess the best way to describe it, it's like clay. And you get about 3 or 4 minutes of working with it, and you put it back in the furnace again and start shaping it. So that's kind of what the process is. A lot of heat and fire, and people say, oh, you're a woman, how do you do this? Well, it doesn't require strength. It requires accuracy with a hammer. Once the metal is hot, it's very soft and easy to work with. Primarily, I work with mild steel, which is what I do the iron work with. But when I get the opportunity to build on a public scale, a larger piece, I love stainless steel because it's highly reflective and it has a life on the surface when you work with it. So you'll see most of the stainless steel pieces in town. There's one, it's a giant white pine cone that I created in stainless. It's 10 feet tall. It's at Tenniel Lakes Park in Edina. It's in the middle of a labyrinth. The public art pieces, there's what I call the Great Leaves that are on University Avenue and Fairview. Episcopal Homes is there on the corner, and there's these huge 20-foot tall oak leaves and seating benches underneath. Up on 60th Nicollet, there's a great big leaf, the first blowing leaf form that I did that's about 20 feet long and 20 feet high. That's just been restored this past year. Spirit is another piece off Franklin Avenue, which was a huge wing-shaped work in stainless. So as often as I can, stainless is, I consider, one of the most beautiful metals to work with. With the welded steel, I work a lot with found objects combined with shapes I can make, because I find a story in found objects that sometimes starts the whole wheels of imagination going. So I find a especially interesting shape or form and start building around it, and the story evolves from it. Most of my work has always had a story contained in it someplace. The actual story is maybe not totally evident, but the suggestion is there. And what I enjoy most is when people read that, and often they bring their own stories to a piece where we have common ground. Recently, I did an exhibit based on memory, recalling things from the past and looking at them from the idea of the scale they are in memory compared to the reality of an object. So, for example, I created a rocking horse and it's about 6 feet tall because my memory said as a child, this was how big it seemed to me. So a lot of things I'm working with now are themes of remembrance, remember of things, and finding forms in the steel, hammering out shapes and forms that deal with that. I guess I was always destined to go into the arts. I mean, everything from elementary school up was pointed in that direction. People would say, you're going to become an artist. It's all about imagination, and I've been so fortunate to have been able to live a life in which I can use my imagination and put ideas and things in the world through my artwork. And I never know what that idea or philosophy will be, but I'm hoping the work reflects it.
Line, form, and shape, big and small. Marcia has a studio in the California Building in Northeast Minneapolis. Her studio is open to the public every second Saturday of the month. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.